Hi, thank you for calling the Depo Provera helpline. This is Jessica on a recorded line. What's the name of the person you're transferring?
Geneva Mitchell.
Okay, perfect. I'll take it from here. Hi, Geneva.
Thank you.
Hi.
Thank you. Hi, so again, my name's Jessica. The call is being recorded here. Would you like to see if you meet the criteria to participate?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, and just to confirm, you don't already have an attorney assisting you, correct?
No.
Okay, and you're willing to affirm that the law firm as well?
Yes.
Okay, and were you diagnosed with a meningioma after taking Depo for at least 1 year?
Yes, ma'am.
I'm sorry, what was that?
Yes, ma'am.
Yes, okay. No, it's okay. And when were you, and I'm sorry to hear, when, do you know what year you were diagnosed with that?
Yeah, it was December, it was cold, it was in December in
2016. Okay. And do you know anyone else who was injured by Depo Provera?
One of my friends did take it. We don't always talk about, like, you know, our medical stuff we have going on. I don't know if she was injured or anything like that.
Okay, no worries. And then next here, are you a resident of the United States?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, and then the Depo Provera information, did you consume or use the name brand injectable Depo Provera?
Yes.
Okay, and again, you did use it for at least 1 year, right?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, and can you confirm within that 1 year, did you have at least 4 injections prior to your diagnosis?
Yes, I had like 15 of them.
Okay.
Before I was.
Okay, and then do you know what year, and this is best to your knowledge, do you know what year you first started taking it? Roughly?
I want to say it's like 2012, 2011, yeah, something like that.
Okay, and then how long were you on it? When's the last time you took it, estimately?
It was about the time that I got diagnosed. Like,
okay, 2016.
Yeah, it's all about the same time.
Okay. And then next here, the injured party information. So again, you were diagnosed with the meningioma. Can you confirm your gender for me, please?
Female.
Okay. And then we have your name, Janeva.
Yes.
And then Mitchell, Mithell.
Mithell.
Okay, perfect. Thank you. And then for the medical record release forms, what's your date of birth?
September 26, 1992.
And again, it was 9/26/1992.
9/25/1992.
9/25/1992. Okay, and then your social?
626-58-3783.
And again, it was 626-58-3783.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. And then we have your email here. It looks like it's your first name, M as in Mary, 789@gmail.com.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, and then is the 510-753-6316, is that your cell phone?
Yes.
Okay, and then what is your mailing address?
450. Yeah, Stonewall, S-T-O-N-E-W-A-L-L.
Is that one word?
Yes.
Okay.
Stonewall Street, Southwest. Apartment 101.
Apartment 101?
Mm-hmm. Yep, Atlanta, Georgia. 30313.
Okay, perfect. Thank you. And then next here, the medical information. Do you remember the diagnosing facility or doctor's name that diagnosed you?
I was at Emory in Midtown.
Emory in Midtown?
Mm-hmm.
Is that in
Midtown,
Atlanta?
Georgia. Atlanta, Georgia, yeah.
Atlanta. On Peachtree Street?
Yeah, I think so.
Okay.
Yeah, more than likely it was Peachtree. It's a lot of those.
Okay. And then have you ever had a prior cancer diagnosis?
No, I had a, well, I have had, like, cancer in my cervix, but when they tested, they said it was benign.
Okay. And then next here, the treatment information. Did you have treatments at Emory as well? Or did
yeah.
you go somewhere else? Okay.
Well, no, not for that. Not for my cervix. That was different. Totally.
Yeah. And then.
Oh, no, not for my cervix.
Okay. And then next here, the prescribing information. Do you remember what, like, what facility or clinic you were getting the shots taken at?
Was it Centerwell?
What,
I think it was.
What is it called?
Centerwell.
Centerwell.
It's like a family doctor.
Okay, what city?
In Atlanta.
Atlanta, Georgia, okay. On Headland Drive?
Yeah, I believe so.
Oh, wait, actually, is that... Centerwell Clinic, maybe, let me see here. And then your pharmacy name?
My pharmacy name? CVS.
Mm-hmm. CVS. Is it in Atlanta as well?
Yeah.
Okay, on Peachtree?
Yeah.
Okay, and then... there would be a medical record to indicate your tumor and type, at least with the doctor, correct?
Yes.
Yeah. Okay. And then lastly here, the emergency contact. So we request one just in case something unfortunate happens, ensuring we can continue on with your case for your loved ones. Would you like to add an emergency contact?
Yes.
Okay. Do they live with you?
Yes.
Okay. And then their name?
Blake Moore.
And then relationship?
Husband.
Okay, and then phone number?
678-777-5974.
Okay. Perfect. So is it okay if I send you the forms via text and email?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. So bear with me. I'm just going to put you on a brief hold. I'll be right back, okay?
I'll be right back.
Okay.
Okay. Bear with me. Thank you.
Okay.